Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dan Gladden. Batting second. The second baseman, Tom Hare. Batting third. The right fielder, Randy Bush. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fifth. The DH, Jim Dwyer. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Gene Larkin. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tim Laudner. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Al Newman. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Frank Viola. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tony Phillips. Batting second. The center fielder, Dave Henderson. Batting third. The right fielder, Jose Canseco. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting fifth. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting sixth. The DH, Don Baylor. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Stan Javier. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Mike Gallego. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Walt Weiss. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Storm Davis. And now, play ball. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hare takes first base on ball 4. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Davis fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Phillips hits a line drive into right field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Henderson hits a fly ball into right field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Canseco hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lansford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Puckett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Puckett moves to second. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Dwyer strikes out. One out. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Puckett moves to third. Two outs. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Laudner hits a line drive into left field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards third. Newman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steinbach moves to second. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Javier strikes out. 1 out. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Gallego hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Gladden. Gallego reaches second base with a double. Steinbach scores. Baylor moves to third. It's 1-0, Athletics. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Weiss hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Baylor scores. Gallego scores. It's 3-0, Athletics. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Phillips is 0-1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hare fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Henderson is 0-1 in the game. Henderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 0. The Twins will come to bat. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Newman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Gagne hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Javier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Gladden is 0-1 in the game. Gladden hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Hare is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Hare hits a line drive into left field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Canseco is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Canseco takes first base on ball 4. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Canseco. The throw from Laudner and he is safe. Canseco steals second. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Lansford is 0-1 in the game. Lansford bunts towards third. Newman fields it and throws to first for the out. Canseco moves to third. 1 out. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Steinbach is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Steinbach hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Canseco tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 4-0, Athletics. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Baylor is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Larkin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 0. The Twins will come to bat. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Bush is 0-1 in the game. Bush hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Javier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Puckett is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a line drive beyond short. Weiss can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Dwyer is 0-1 in the game. Dwyer takes first base on ball 4. Puckett moves to second. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Larkin is 0-1 in the game. Larkin strikes out. 2 outs. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Laudner is 0-1 in the game. Laudner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Javier is 0 for 1 in the game. Javier strikes out. 1 out. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gallego is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Gallego hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Laudner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Weiss is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gladden. Phillips reaches second base with a double. Weiss goes all the way around to score. Phillips moves to third. It's 5-0, Athletics. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Henderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Phillips scores. It's 6-0, Athletics. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Canseco is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Canseco hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Gladden. Canseco reaches second base with a double. Henderson moves to third. Mark Portugal now pitching. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 1 in the game. Lansford hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Newman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Newman hits a fly ball into left field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gagne is 0 for 1 in the game. Gagne hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Athletics. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Gladden is 0 for 2 in the game. Gladden hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Hare batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hare is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hare hits a line drive into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Gladden moves to second. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bush is 0 for 2 in the game. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Steinbach is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Steinbach hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hare reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Baylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Javier is 0 for 2 in the game. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Puckett is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallego fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Dwyer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Dwyer takes first base on ball 4. Puckett moves to second. Eric Plunk now pitching. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Larkin is 0-for-2 in the game. Larkin hits a pop-up towards short. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Laudner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Laudner is 0-for-2 in the game. Laudner hits a pop-up towards short. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Newman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Newman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Gallego is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Gallego hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Weiss is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Weiss hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bush. Weiss reaches second base with a double. Tony Phillips batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Phillips is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Henderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields it and throws to second for the out. Weiss moves to third. Two outs. Luis Polonia pinch hits for Jose Canseco. German Gonzalez now pitching. Luis Polonia is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Polonia strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Luis Polonia now playing left field. Tony Phillips now playing right field. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Gagne is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Gagne strikes out. One out. Dan Gladden batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Gladden is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gladden takes first base on ball 4. Mark Davidson pinch runs for Dan Gladden. Tom Hare batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Hare is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hare hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Davidson moves to second. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Bush is 0-for-3 in the game. Bush hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Davidson scores. Hare moves to third. It's 6-2, Athletics. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Puckett is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Puckett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hare scores. Bush moves to second. It's 6-3, Athletics. Rick Honeycutt now pitching. Gary Gaetti pinch hits for Jim Dwyer. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark Davidson now playing left field. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Lansford is 0 for 2 in the game. Lansford strikes out. One out. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Steinbach strikes out. 2 outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Baylor is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Baylor hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-3, Athletics. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Javier is 0 for 3 in the game. Javier hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Larkin is 0 for 3 in the game. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 0 for 3 in the game. Laudner hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Newman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Newman takes first base on ball 4. Laudner moves to second. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Gagne is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Newman moves to second. 2 outs. Mark Davidson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Davidson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Twins 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gallego is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Gallego hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Weiss is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Weiss takes first base on ball 4. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Phillips hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 9-3, Athletics. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Henderson hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Luis Polonia is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Polonia is 0 for 1 in the game. Polonia hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Henderson moves to second. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 3 in the game. Lansford hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Henderson moves to third. Polonia moves to second. Terry Steinbach batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Steinbach is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Steinbach takes first base on ball 4. Henderson scores. Polonia moves to third. Lansford moves to second. It's 10-3, Athletics. Dan Schottsetter now pitching. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Baylor is hit by the pitch. Polonia scores. Lansford moves to third. Steinbach moves to second. It's 11-3, Athletics. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-4 in the game. Javier hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lansford scores. Steinbach moves to third. Baylor moves to second. It's 12-3, Athletics. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Gallego is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gallego hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hare fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Hare is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hare hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Christensen pinch hits for Randy Bush. John Christensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Christensen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Honeycutt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Puckett is 4-for-4 in the game, with four singles. He's got one RBI. Puckett hits a pop-up towards first. Javier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 12. And Minnesota Twins, 3. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.